Which of these stories will you be whacking it to tonight? Twitch is coming up with a dress code that means that perhaps you won't be able to see the TNA on their streams anymore. We'll see. We also have a way for you to play your smartphone games while you're nude in the shower. Ooh, that sounds nice. There's a seduction simulator that I assume is so good at what it does that Sony decided to ban it from the PlayStation Store. And finally, we have a Super Mario boob dance. Yeah, that's right. And this is Clickbait Countdown.
Clickbait.
Oh yeah, this is Clickbait Countdown, the show that counts down crazy, sexy stuff from inside the video game world all the way into the normal world. I am J.A. LaRocca. I'm here with my man, Randy. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Woo! We got some craziness going on. And we got a couple of stories here for the Clickbait Countdown that we think that you're going to want to click on.
First things first, tell whoever the hell is downloading the midget porn in the background of the apartment to fucking cut it out, because you're literally, I can hear your audio and your mouth is just, and then it speeds up to catch up with you. So like, just open the door and you're like, yo, whoever the hell's streaming porn, stop it for about 20 minutes.
The funny thing is, we're actually upgrading here at the compound where we're adding like better cables, better fiber, and everything to expand the internet. So I don't know if it's going in and out. If it is, I apologize. You guys need to send us some Patreon money so we can fix this.
We need to upgrade our equipment.
Yes, we need faster internet.
He needs to upgrade his equipment. I've already got mine.
Yes, Randy's there hooking it up, and I'm still poor, so please send me your nickels and dimes over here. I know I don't have the boobs that you're looking for, but I'll do my best.
It's called tax return money. It's a little secret.
It's called bills and student loans.
Well, that too.
All right, so in our number four story, I just thought that this was interesting just because of innovation. I like shower curtains because when I got my first place, I actually took time to decide what kind to pick out. And I just didn't get your basic, you know, plastic curtain. I was like, hey, you get the plastic for the inside and then you get a nice cloth one for the outside. And then I had some girls help me. And it's like, oh, if you want girls to actually want to come over to your apartment, you got to have a nice bathroom.
You did some adulting.
Adulting, exactly. But I never thought about making it functionable. Now, maybe that's because I'm not addicted to my phone like some people are. I know some people that can't go 5 seconds without looking at their phone, and not even just looking at it. They have to be either sending a tweet, posting on Instagram, doing a Snapchat, or playing a game. And that's fine, but you got to ask yourself this question. If you can't even take enough time to go use the bathroom or take a shower that you need to have your phone with you, I don't know. Something's wrong. Now, obviously, you have phones that are waterproof and you have phones that are water resistant, and you have cases that also can help make it waterproof or water resistant. This company decided to come out with a shower curtain so that you could put your phone in there and then you could use it while you're in the shower. And I'm just thinking to myself, that definitely makes it easier to masturbate, because now you can actually put in, because it's not just for your phone. They have a compartment where you can put a tablet, so you can put on your favorite porn and you're right there. So you don't have to worry about spending all that money by having like a built into the shower television or your computer, or your laptop. Now you can just put your phone there and have fun.
Save money on tissues. You know,
there you go. No, right, no down more, the drain.
No more lotion and tissues. You just right into the shower.
I guess you might have to spend more money if you don't want to just use soap or conditioner. Conditioner is the trick for all you guys, by the way, if you want to know. Because otherwise, you have to buy the expensive lube that doesn't, you know, is not water solvent. And if you don't know what water solvent is, then don't worry about it.
You should be watching the show.
But what did you think about this, a shower curtain for smartphones and tablets?
So that was funny when I sat there and I saw it, because it's like you look at something like this and you're like, damn, why didn't I come up with that idea? You know, but it's hilarious because, like you said, it's like you can, if you're really that addicted to your device that you can't take the 20 minutes to take a shower, it's like, there you go. Issue resolved. The thing that I find funny is it not just has one spot for your phone, one spot for a tablet. No, it has 16. So just in case you really have that separation anxiety, like you can put up to 16 devices in the shower curtain.
You know what I think it is? It's for all the old iPhones that you put in there. So it's like, look, it's like a museum. Like, oh, this is my iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And every time, because you know they purposely slow down your phone so that it doesn't work after a new patch comes out. And then so when the iPhone X comes out, all the previous iPhones get slower and slower and slower. So now instead of throwing them out, you can make a mosaic of your iPhones in your shower for only $26.95. I mean, it's brilliant, right?
Actually, now that you say that, you could do that. Like, you just put a different background on each device and just have keep the screen on. So when you're taking a shower, you got this like background of whatever it could be.
You have a media overload. And you're just there, like, ah. Everybody's going to be pruning up in their shower because mm-hmm. they're so fascinated by all their screens. I mean, and they have different sizes. Like I said, it's not just smartphones. So if you have a tablet or something, you know, whether it's a Fire tablet, or if you have the iPad, you can stick it right in there. So it
that was my newest acquisition is too. It's got an iPad Pro, 12.9 inch. The shit's like a fucking mini laptop.
For that, for how much it costs, it should.
Yeah. Well, we won't talk about that. I did use my discount. Yeah,
But it's crazy. All like you said, there's all these things that come out. And you just say to yourself, why didn't I think of this? I could be rich.
The fucking size of this thing. It's like a fucking computer.
That is
like, I feel like a 2-year-old fucking holding a regular size iPad. But what's really like cool, I like it, is it has like, I have the smart keyboard for it. So it's like built into the actual like thing. And then it just flips up and then boop, you got your smart cover on it, which is cool.
It's kind of funny. I was watching this movie that was, I think it was made in the 90s, and there's a family at dinner and they're like, the kid's like yelling or whatever, and they like hand the kid, I think like a Game Boy or something to play it. And I'm just like, wow, you could probably go back and find clips of just different situations where parents hand their screaming kids something and then watch the technology progress. I remember the other day I was out and there was this kid making noise, and it's like, parent just like robotically went in her purse, pulled out the phone, hands it to the kid, and the kid's just playing away nice and quiet. And it's crazy. In this article, I've heard this term before, but I never actually took the time to look at what it actually meant. And that was smartphone separation anxiety. And it's a real clinically diagnosed problem where people will suffer by being away from their phone. I'm like, I guess if you're always having that connectivity social media wise, and then all of a sudden you're separated from that, then it's kind of like being separated from your friends, I assume.
Yeah. I could see that, like that being a thing where it's like it's your connection, you know, to your friends or whatever it could be. Like, I could see it where you can have some separation anxiety and stuff.
Have you been on a cruise like within the last couple of years?
Mm-mm.
When's the last time you've been on one?
My honeymoon, which was about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Cause
it was a while.
I went on a cruise about a year and a half ago. And to me, it was great to get away from the electronics. Now, on the boat, it's modern. So you can pay for Wi-Fi. You could even go to a part of the deck where they have computers and stuff. But I wasn't going to do that because it wasn't that serious. I understand you have kids, you have business, you had to conduct whatever. But I didn't really need to do all that. But it's like, I felt comfortable being like, you know what? My phone, my computer, it was only a 4 or 5 day cruise. It was great to separate away from mm-hmm. it for a while. But I guess there's some people where that causes too much pain. So,
yeah.
But hey, look, you know, you want to get that curtain and you can do whatever you need to do, whether it's sending messages or whack it off, man, you know, have fun with it.
Do whatever you need to do.
Whatever you need. So the number two story is the Sony banning the seduction simulator from the PlayStation store. Did you get to go look at this?
So what I what I laugh at about this story is when, and of course it was good old my man Jim Sterling doing a story about this thing, about the seduction simulator, and how people started rating it and were rating it really horrible. And like, it was funny because people were rating it. So we're like, you know, where the hell are you doing this thing? Like, what type of cheap motel are you like filming this stuff in? And the guy's like, what cheap motel? That's my bedroom and this and that. And it was just like, what was funny about it, he's like, it's freaking digital homicide all over again. Like, this dude started like bitching at the people, then started filing copyright complaints and stuff to their videos, their reviews and stuff. And it's like, and I laugh. I laugh because the way that he, like, he makes a really, really valid point where it's like, you sit there and you bitch about people bitching about your game, and you file these like false copyright complaints, and it's like, where do you think that this is going to end well for you? Like, that's what he sits there and says, like, exactly. Where do you think this is going to go? And it was just so funny because then like the guy starts like apologizing and all that. Of course, after I'm sure a PR firm that he was using like reached out to him and was like, yeah, no, you can't be doing that shit.
You know what it's like? It's like a bee stung you, so you decide I'm going to go punch the hive.
Yeah. And God, it was so funny because like when looking at the trailer for it, it's like it looks so cheesy. But at the same time, it's like so funny because it's like, does this guy really think like he's going to sell a ton of these like copies of these games? And people are going to think like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and become this like seduction master by playing this game.
I think that what they're hoping is that people will see like pretty girls and think that if nothing else, they'll be able to look at pretty girls. Now, just to backtrack, just in case people don't know, this game is called Super Seducer, and defines itself as the world's most realistic seduction simulator, which is bullshit. Let's just put it out there. Regardless of how you might think it either looks good or doesn't look good or plays well or doesn't play well, it's bullshit, okay? Basically, it's a full motion video type game, and you know, there's been some really good full motion video games that's come out recently. So it's kind of bad when you see one that looks cheesy like this, because when you see some of the other ones that we've reviewed, it's like this one did not have that production value that you've seen in some of the other ones that have come out. It really looks like they almost just grab someone's iPhone and is like, let's film this stuff. And basically how it works is, Imagine Dragon's Lair with ladies. And so you'll meet these ladies and you'll be talking to them and you'll get to this point and they'll give you these options of something to say. So they'll say something like, oh, I think you're very beautiful. Or I'll say something like, oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Or I'll say something like, your tits are too small. And then if you select your tits are too small, she like slaps you, and it's like, and then the guy will come on like, that's not what you should say, and all. It's like, it's really bad. Like, I don't understand how this teaches you. Because look, I could understand if like you had maybe three or four options and all of them sounded really, really good, and then explained how each one can affect each personality type. Like, that could happen. Like, think about like a game like oh my god, now it's failing me. The game where you're playing with as the two teenagers. Life is Strange, right?
Oh yeah.
So in Life is Strange, they have, it's drama filled, right? So you could maybe some people don't like it because it's teenage angst filled. But there's so many little things that if you don't do it, like there's a girl, like this heavyset girl is getting picked on. If you don't prevent that from happening, things in later on in the game you won't be able to do with her because you didn't intervene. Something very simple as like someone throws a ball at her, you could block the ball. And if you do, that helps progress like your relationship with her, even though you never spoke to her. Something like below intricate, you know, that could work in a simulator. No, no, no. This is like basic, like good answer, medium answer, terrible answer. And it just,
this is what I find funny. So I was like looking at the trailer here. And what's funny is that if you give a bad answer, it shows the little like broken heart. And then it shows him sitting sitting alone in his bedroom, which is hilarious. Now I could see why people were saying, like, what type of cheap hotel room did you film this in? What's hilarious is if you pick the mediocre answer, he's now in the room with these two girls in the background, fully clothed. And if you pick the correct answer, it's the same two girls, but in their bra and panties in the background.
And hence why he expects it to sell, because it's, even though it was banned from the PlayStation store, it is on Steam for $10. So they know that there is a segment of the audience that will gladly pay $10 just to be able to get to those scenes, even though you could probably find it on, not probably, even though you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Someone will still spend it. But I mean, it looks now, I was looking at some comments because I read this on one of the PlayStation Pro EU website, but I read a couple of other articles about it, and you had some people saying, oh, it's because it's demeaning to women. And this guy kind of like speaks to that, and he's saying, oh, this is not a dumb full motion video game. It's something that has a lot of thought going into it. Yeah, he says, we're careful to make sure that the women are all strong in it. And then he said that we made sure that I, the guy that you play as, get severely dealt with if he's behaving incorrectly. So he's thinking that, oh, just so if I say something inappropriate and I get slapped or water thrown in my face or walk away from, that makes the woman strong. Not necessarily. It's still the overall concept of the game. Now, I'm not jumping on that bandwagon. If you really want to make a game like this, that's fine. I'm jumping on this game is dumb and not well put together bandwagon.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but, no, it's yeah. It's funny. It looks like one of those damn like cheesy ass, you know, full motion video, like let's sit there and see what happens, da 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 type of freaking games that it's like, oh my god, it's $10, but who the hell would spend that type of money and shit like that.
Yeah, and like I said, I think the problem is what it's billed as. Like, if it was put like this, for people who know retro gaming, like if it was built as a Leisure Suit Larry type, where it's almost like they are making fun of themselves, they're not taking themselves seriously, and in a sense, he kind of tries to skate that line of, oh, look at me, but it's kind of a joke. But no, he's trying to be serious with it. If it was clearly a joke and this was, look at these pickup lines, some work, some don't, look what happens when it doesn't work, it probably would do better than to act like it's a simulator, because the only thing that's being simulated is stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even being simulated. It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you can't get it on the PlayStation Store, at least not right now. They might change in the future, but you can get it on Steam if you must. Though I would just say, just go to YouTube and watch the videos. Sorry.
You're better off just, what was the name of that game that we did in, like a couple shows back? When they go to the house party or whatever it was?
Oh, yes. Oh my god. Yeah,
you're better off buying that goddamn
that yeah, game. Yeah, that one had more to it than...
You had a goal in that game.
Yeah, and you got laid.
True.
All right. Our number two story... It's simply the Super Mario boob dance. And it's just a video. That's it. But this is clickbait countdown. So we needed something that's definitely clickbait.
We needed something for the thumbnail.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we need to be careful with that one.
So, okay. I understand that some of you guys listen to the podcast, and thank you very much for that. But unfortunately, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you're not going to really be able to understand this. I mean, I'll try to explain it to you. But basically, it's a woman, a very busty woman in a tub, and she is kind of like doing boob flexes to Super Mario theme. And she has, over the nipple area, she has, like, the stars. So, you know, it's not nudie, obviously. Even though I just realized when I looked at the original YouTube site that it is age-restricted. So I guess maybe it's just too much. But, I mean, look, It's basically, like I said, it's a woman in a tub. I'm not sure. Maybe I didn't watch all this video. I thought I did. Yeah, I did watch the video. And I was like, why is she in a tub? Because at first I thought there was more. And I was looking like, is there a part two where she does something else? But
we all know what the Patreon bonus clip for the month is going to be.
Oh, yeah. It's like for $100 a month, we remove the star.
Yeah. For every $100 you donate to my Patreon, a star comes off.
Hey, but look, you know that she's a true fan of Mario because surrounding the tub is perfectly placed Mario Brother related toys.
And so. She's got the Mario cap.
And she's got the cap. And those eyes that, I don't know, it looks like she just got released from the shipping container that brought her here.
Those eyes of I'm dead inside. Just dead eyes.
I mean, I don't know. What did you think of the choreography and all the movies?
Like I said, she's like, you sit there and you go there. And she's got those dead eyes of like, all right, I'm doing this for the subs. I'm doing this for the subs.
I'm doing it for the Patreon.
I'm doing it for the Patreon and the subs. Come on. And you can almost see the look on her face of like, Jesus Christ, how long is this damn song?
I love one of the reviews. It says Dancing with the Stars. Oh man!
Oh lordy!
At least the person's YouTube, and I think it's the actual person, is Liz Katz, KATZ.
A prominent street Twitch streamer, might I add.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It says I'd be mad that a video of me moving my breasts in a bathtub did better than the music video I worked so hard on. But it takes a lot of work and focus to be able to move your chest like that too. There's 3 pounds of silicone to lift there. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's it. There really isn't anything else to this story. It's just that. Yeah. That's just that. Enjoy, because I know this is going to get us a ton of hits.
Yeah, see?
So
there you go. Yeah. If you go to the site that's referenced in the video, and basically, like, if you get a membership with her, it's basically includes photos and videos that couldn't safely be posted on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. So there you go.
I love it when you go to her site. Here, look, since we used her video, kind of, because you know the cool thing about it is if it's video within a video and all that stuff, legal stuff. So it's LizKatz.com. And it says Liz Katz Gritty Kitty Club. That's cool. Oh, she does cosplay. That's cool. But yeah, then, many of my photos aren't allowed on social media.
And then I like the next question. It's like, so are there nudes? And she's like, I do post topless images and frequent booty pics, but sorry, fellas, no full bottom exposure. Will be featured only implied. And then the next question is, really, you expect us to pay for non-nudes? And she's like, no, I don't expect you to do anything. The Gritty Kitty Club is for the super fans who want to keep up with me on a more frequent basis and gain access more personal and intimate content than normally shared on social media, plus breasts.
Booyah!
Good that's God.
That's how you nail the that's dismount right nail. There.
That's how you land. You stick the landing on that one right there.
Yeah, and the exclusive videos picture has her just covering her breasts with her hands. So she understands marketing.
She knows.
She learned.
She has become a Jedi in the ways of Twitch, and she learned where the money is.
So just to finish our internet stalking, if you do want to join the Gritty Kitty Club membership, you get unlimited monthly access to the Gritty Kitty Club for only $12.99 a month. I think that for all this plugging, we should get something. I'm going to ask for some pictures. I think that's only fair, right?
Just send her a link of this video. Like, and then look, be like, all right, so we gave you a hell of a plug.
We're plugging your site on this massive, massive popular video podcast. So you got to hook us up. All right. Okay.
Hilarious now, if that actually worked.
If it does, we'll let you know. You know, actually, this is a good segue to our number one story. And it's funny because we went from probably what is the highest incarnation of what this show is about to not really in this number one story because of what we're actually going to talk about. And it's Twitch released their new code of conduct, their guidelines, not too long ago, on the 5th of March. And basically what I'm focusing in on, because it's pretty long, it's not that long, honestly, but it talks about, you know, harassment and things like that. But I want to focus in on the dress code, because this is what it says on their website. It says Twitch prohibits nudity and sexual content and will now make judgments based on dress code, assessing whether it's appropriate to the broadcasting context. So for you to understand what that means, when evaluating reports for sexual conduct, attire is just one factor we will use in making a determination of whether conduct is acceptable. We recommend creators wear attire that would be publicly appropriate for the context, location, and activity they are broadcasting. For example, workout clothes would be appropriate for a fitness stream, and a swimsuit would be appropriate for a stream from a public beach. So we'll come back to that in a second. It says new rules coming into effect today means Twitch isn't going to retroactively judge streams or content, but it will remove content without suspending the creator should it violate terms, and Twitch reserves the right to exercise discretion on severe violations. So as far as the whole work appropriate, it's kind of, think about for those of you out there who have jobs. You go someplace and they'll say, oh, this is a place of business, so you need to wear a button-up shirt, or you need to wear a tie, or you can't wear open-toe shoes. So they specifically picked workout clothes and swimsuit for a reason. They knew what they were doing. They could have picked, oh, it's fine to wear army fatigues if you're talking about military. No. Because the idea here is trying to keep people from wearing, like, you know, just a bathing suit while they play League of Legends, or a very revealing yoga pants, you know, while they're playing Overwatch. And it looks like Twitch is getting tired of having to deal with that and being known as, hey, that's where I can go to look at, you know, girls show off their TNA. So the question everyone is asking, and in the comments, is hilarious, and Randy, you can speak to this.
Yeah. The banter back and forth is hilarious.
Is this going to end up harming the revenue and business of some of these ladies who specifically use their assets to make a living?
That's what I find funny, where literally, like, the top two comments are hilarious, where the first one is like, what, no more of this on a gaming stream site? And it's like this one streamer girl that has these, like, huge boobs but always wears low-cut stuff, and then underneath the picture's like, preposterous. And then a reply to that one is, I can see streaming girls losing subs, which is funny because I agree with that. Like, if you sit there and you look at some of the Twitch streamer girls as they have them out there that do them, like, literally all they do is they wear workout gear and then they'll maybe play a game or two or do, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, they're not really working out, you know, but they know what they're doing. And then I laugh because you'll always see, like, these, like, comments in a lot of things where they, like, come up in different things, whereas, like, people be like, why don't they just do porn? And, like, you'll have that one person that's like, why do they need to do porn if they're making, like, a crap ton of money off of Twitch and this? And it's true. Exactly. You know, it's like, crap, they're sitting there fully clothed and they're making more money than what a porn star would make, you know?
And you don't get that same stigma. You do porn, and then if you ever want to go into something else, someone will be like, oh, but she's a porn actress. You do this, and there's much less stigma attached to it.
Yeah. And it's hilarious, like, when you sit there and you look at it. I remember, what the hell was her name? There was this girl that does IRL streams. I think it's a Noranth or whatever her name is. And she does, like, a lot of cosplay stuff, but she has, like, a Patreon thing where it's, like, typical, like, bunch of different tiers and stuff. And, like, one of her tiers is, like, $100 a month. And it's like, oh, it gives you, like, exclusive pictures and blah, 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 blah. And what's funny is, like, a lot of these guys that do the, like, recaps of, like, Twitch streamers that get banned and stuff like that, they'll talk about how, like, there's some of these girls out there that are making a ton of money, and there's a website that can actually show you, like, they can report how much money they've made per month through Patreon and stuff. And it was funny because she had one where she was showing what she was making per month on Patreon, and then she took it away, and they're like, dude, like, she's probably making money hand over fist, this one girl. Because when they looked at it, they were like, she was making somewhere like $3,000 or $4,000 a month before she took it off. And then, like, the guy sat there and said, it's like, if you sit there and you look at it, she had something like 100 and something Patreon members. And the guy was like, if you sit there and you break it down, like, we already knew she was making $5,000 before she stopped reporting. So they're like, he's like, I'm going to be conservative. And let's say half of those people, 50 of those 100, let's say, are the $100 Patreon ones. And everybody else is the $25. He's like, dude, that's still like almost $10,000 a month that this girl's making. You know, like, the guy was like, he's like, it's insane how much money she must be making.
It's also a say that these people have all that money.
Yeah. Well, but, like, the thing that's really interesting when you look at it is, you know, a lot of the times is, like, you'll have that whole thing that'll happen is, like, you can search around on the Reddit posts and all that, and you'll see, like, leaks of a lot of these, like, girls that do these, like, you know, half nude or nude Patreon exclusive photos and stuff like that. Like, they'll get leaked. And the thing that's funny is that, like, one guy sat there and says, like, you know, he sat there and, like, has combed all over the internet and has never found any leaked photos of this girl's Patreon stuff. And, like, somebody finally, like, reported back, and they're like, yeah, it's because she has, like, a rule where if you find, like, if she sees her pictures, like, leaked or whatever, she'll try and take them down, number one. Number two, she'll find out, and I don't know how the hell she's going to find out, but she'll find out who the hell leaked them. And if they are a Patreon member, like, she revokes their access. She's like, I don't give a crap. I'll lose the $100 or whatever it is a month, and you're done. And it's like, dude, that's crazy. You know?
I do.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you have these people that like, follow it around, and they're like, dude, it is damn near impossible. And if you can find the photos, they're like, you're lucky. And, like, one guy sat there. What was funny is I remember reading, like, on a different post, the guy sat there and said, like, oh, yeah, somebody, like, leaked her supposed, like, $100 tier 1 month. And they're like, and when you sit there and you look at it, like, she doesn't really show any nudity on top of that. So he's like, so if I were to pay $100 and those are the type of photos I get, I'd be pissed off, man.
I always wonder if it's just a matter of I see this person live or on TV or on a stream or whatever, and even though I can see and look through millions of nude pictures of all types of people, I just have to have this one, even if I end up spending $100 to do so. That's the part of me that's crazy, that these people are spending that kind of money, you know, per month. It's like $100. That's like a phone plan with, like, unlimited phone, you know, unlimited internet and text and mm-hmm. and everything. And it's just crazy to see. But I was thinking that with this new dress code, maybe what will happen is kind of similar to what happened, what we were talking about in our number two story with Liz Katz. So maybe she'll be dressed in just a regular t-shirt, but now she'll be, like, plugging that Patreon and be like, hey, you want to see a little bit more? Okay, if you give me $25 a month, I'll show you in my workout clothes. If you pay $50, I'll show you in my bra and panties. And if you pay $100, hey, it's open season. So maybe that'll be the thing.
That's the thing that's really funny is if you sit there and you look at it, like, they've been working harder and harder to try them to, like, Twitch and YouTube, not to have the content creators plugging the Patreon links in the descriptions. So it's like, it's getting harder for people that are doing this to, like, plug their stuff. So it's like, they're doing this, and it's like, okay, so you're, like, taking away. And it's, like, funny because, like, I can see the whole thing. It's like, if you're doing, like, a stream on Twitch or whatever, you're not there to, you know, basically sell yourself to make money. like you're doing something you like and all that. And I mean, it sucks. I see it as it kind of sucks as a content creator having all these like rules and restrictions, because it's like, you know, you want to get people to like start subscribing to you and watching your stuff. But it's like when you have these like so many different rules that some rules contradict other rules and blah, blah, blah. It's like it's very difficult to sit there and come up with stuff, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And the thing is that I wonder if what's going to end up happening is with all the different protests that you have going on this year for different things. I wonder if you're going to end up having like the sexy Twitch streamers protest, and they're going to be like, we want to show our TNA. We want to show it all day. It's like, let us show it.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh man. So that is our show. We'll be back very soon with another list.
Hopefully,
if we don't get banned, we'll have another group of interesting stories and things to look at for us to count down. And listen, if you guys see something cool that you like to see on the show, please, you know, let us know. And we'll be happy to see if we can feature it, because we can't do everything, but we'll look into it. But until next time, I'm JA. He's Randy.
Peace.
Peace out. Hey guys, listen, you like the games, you like the interviews, you like the shows, how about you click on that subscribe button and also give us a like? We really need your help here, huh?